Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual bell ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com, and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email, and we'll meet up in your inbox. The 2021 Beltwide Cotton Conference is a virtual affair this year. One of their opening day speakers, Dr. Bart Fisher, former chief economist of the House Agriculture Committee, and now a professor and a leader at Texas A&M University down in College Station. He talked about policy issues, including the most recent help that's been passed by Congress, signed into law by President Trump. Dr. Fisher said there are significant numbers of crop producers that they've surveyed at Texas A&M and other land-grant universities studying their financial well-being. He says a significant number of them are in tough times still and need some liquidity.
About a third across all 94 farms, and certainly across all 64 crop farms, about a third of them were still in poor to marginal condition. And so, you know, are some farms doing okay? Yes, but still about a third of them weren't. So there was a lot of hand-wringing back and forth about what to do. I suspect what Congress decided was, you know, that there's so many moving parts, so much going on. The simple thing to do would be to provide a little additional liquidity. There's still obviously pressure in the countryside. And so they settled on just providing a flat across the board $20 per acre. So we're looking at a supplemental payment. This is supplemental to CFAT 2 on all of the eligible acres of that crop under the CFAP 2 reference of $20 per acre. It's going to include the price trigger crops, so, you know, cotton, corn, beans. It's also going to include flat rate crops like rice. So across the board, both price trigger crops and flat rate crops are going to get $20 an acre.
Dr. Bart Fisher also says there's monies for livestock producers as well to fill in some of the gaps, especially from CFAP 1. Our 2021 winter wheat crop looking better than the 2020 wheat crop at this point a year ago. We're at 46% of the crop rated right now in good to excellent shape. And the monthly summary that dates back over the month of December, just released yesterday by USDA, 43% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is now being grazed by producers. The Oklahoma crop back at the end of November was at 52% in good to excellent shape. So we have backed off just a little bit in the numbers that have just been release. Kansas wheat crop is at 46% in good to excellent shape as well, according to USDA. They're still counting votes in Georgia, but it looks like the Democrats may have won both seats in that state. It makes a 50-50 tie for the U.S. Senate, and it could mean that we'll have Debbie Stabenow of Michigan once again as chairman of the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee in 2021. You've got farm news on Ron. The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds through mid-January. Some of the featured sales coming up early include the Gelvium Bouncer National Sale, Tuesday, January 5th, the Bases Loaded Elite Angus Sale, Wednesday, January 6th, the 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th, and the Annual National Angus Bull Sale, Friday, January 8th. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction tab on the left-hand side of any page. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.